voice of the world, the sound with the beat, the sound that sets you tapping your feet. Radio, the sound of year-round pleasure. The sound of the news, rhythm and blues,
Tchaikovsky swing, whatever you choose.
Radio, the sound of year-round pleasure.
Welcome to All Things Radio, your weekly radio magazine. With radio news from a national perspective, caller and format changes, sports news, featured radio stations from yesterday and today, your voicemails and phone calls, as well as special guests and featured segments. And now here's your host, Bill Sparks.
Educate, syncopate, radio communicate, radio, the sound of year-round pleasure.
Well, hello and welcome to All Things Radio 721 on this April 25th, 2024. I want to make one very quick announcement before I turn it over to Jeff. This won't take but a minute. As you know, for the past several months, we've been messing around with a local phone number for people to call in who are not Zoom users. Well, we couldn't be, the line was getting rather expensive, and it really was kind of hard to manage when you're trying to do all the things and run everything like we do during the show. So, how do we fix the problem? Well, I reached out to Zoom, talked to some people, and today we filled out the application, and Jeff said he just got the email. Everything's approved. It means that now we'll have the regular Zoom like we've always had, where you can use Zoom and call in, but there will also be a direct phone number from anybody in the U.S. and or Canada, and actually overseas, I think. So there will be a direct phone number, and so if you're not a Zoom user or whatever, and you need an easier way to get in, and we will publicize this well next week, and you'll get an email. And so you will know how to contact us directly. And the advantage is the host will now be able to bring the callers in also. So you don't have to know how to do the Zoom codes and all of that stuff to get in. So I just thought I'd make that real quick. And Jeff, I'll let you tell everyone what's going on.
Well, thank you very much, Bill. First of all, let's say hello to the panel. We've got Bill and Bernie in Indianapolis, Indiana, Gary and Sean in Austin, Texas. And of course, we have someone Chris out in Quincy, Massachusetts. And we have someone very special on the show today. And we'll tell you why in a second. But Jennifer Sparks is joining us live as well. And you know, of course, her from what she does, which is the call letter and format changes. But I'm getting out of sequence here. We'll start things off with our radio news from a national perspective. And we'll follow that up with Jennifer Sparks call letter and format changes. Next up, Bill will have a feature on a market scope that we did 14 years ago, back in 2009. It was from IATR All Things Radio 20, and we're looking at the last day of WAKY AM with their Top 40 format in Louisville, Kentucky. My classic air check is something that's a little bit different that we've never done before, and this is CFCF in Montreal, Canada from 1974, and it's a little bit different. They're trying to compete with and make their AM station successful, but they had a shortwave station as well, and that served the Maritime provinces as well, and so we got that one. And finally, why is this radio station number 2 in Long Island when it never's been that before? We're going to feature at the end WKJY-FM from Hempstead, Long Island, 98.3 on the dial. And of course, I didn't say this, but we lost Tim Hendel last Wednesday, but the Wednesday before, from cancer. And Jennifer's here, and I think Doug will be coming in. And Bill, Jennifer, and them will be, and Doug will be talking about Tim Hendel and his contributions to All Things Radio, which you'll get to hear next week as well. So, Bill, I'll turn it over to you.
In more modern days, we'll talk to Bernie and see what life is like for just a moment after retirement. How many times is this? Five, six? I mean,
him and Muhammad Ali, they keep retiring.
They keep on retiring.
And I keep coming back for more.
Yeah.
No, it's the second retirement, and it was a great party last week, and today is the day I would normally go into the station to work. So we went to the casino so that I wouldn't even think about it.
Yeah,
that's
really profitable, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's very profitable.
The party was fun, and also the Facebook comments have been huge. I mean, it's just been amazing, all the comments on Facebook. So it's been great. And I did have a chance to listen to the podcast last week after the show. It was a really good show. Maybe I should be absent more often because it
was a good hint.
I really like KYA. That was good. Also, I do agree with Bill on everything you said about Tony Katz. I see him in the elevator, or saw him in the elevator sometimes, and he was exactly that way all the time.
I mean, you can tell, can't you? You can tell, and so I thought maybe you might hear some format rumblings or something. Just to pique our interest, something going on here.
Make
maybe.
Something up, Bernie. Come on.
You might have to make it up.
Well, I understand that Tony Katz is going to be doing a syndicate. Oh, you already know that. Okay.
So, wow.
That's just more of this.
The other station that you ran last week, WREB in Green Capital.
Yeah.
I'm so surprised that they are doing the format that they're doing. It's pretty amazing and kind of crazy that they're doing that. But
I thought that was a bad station, by the way.
But when you listen to that format, Bernie, you realize that that is a computer in a box format. They get the format on a hard drive, or they get that was not satellite delivered. That's one of those formats that's it's a turnkey format.
And they also own the station out of Shelbyville. Where Bernie went today.
They own the one in Shelbyville?
Yeah, Three Rivers Broadcasting, that they owned Shelbyville. Well, they have sold them again and again, I don't know. But at one time, they owned Shelbyville. So,
Do they also own WIFE in Connersville? Is that where it was, Connersville?
Well, they might have, so they can keep them both on the same frequency and not sue each other. If you take an FM radio, a good one, you can turn your aerial one way and get Greencastle, and then the other way you can get WIFE out of Connersville.
How lucky you are.
Yeah.
You know, so...
Really
by the way, Bill, while you're on Indie Radio News...
Yeah.
I learned something yesterday. I was listening to the Indy Indians because Paul Skeens was pitching, and he's a big prospect for the Pirates. And I assumed that all of the AAA announcers were traveling. Their announcers are not traveling.
Huh.
Well, the only reason I could think that they wouldn't be traveling are two. A, probably can't afford it. B, maybe Howard Kalman is to an age that he just can't travel anymore.
He's got to be 110, doesn't he?
Right, at least.
He kind of sounds it, Bernie.
So why wouldn't they be traveling?
But I know in our case, here, our announcer travels all the time.
Why wouldn't they travel, though? I mean, I don't
Where do they get the video? Well, like you said, a lot of these games aren't televised, are they? Or are they online?
They are on the internet. They are on the internet.
Okay.
Oh, but it's not. It's hideous at best when they're at the park.
Bill is traveling this week in horrible Buffalo, New York, where it's freezing cold.
Right.
Yeah, we haven't had hardly any spring up in the Northeast here. So
you know, it's not the best under most circumstances. Yeah.
Wait till Monday. It's going to be opening up the spring. By Monday, it's going to be 81 degrees here, so don't worry about it, Chris.
Yeah. I don't know, Jeff. But
by the way, speaking of last week's show, a cool callback when Chris mentioned Ariel by Dean Friedman.
Yes.
I got to tell you, that is That is one of my favorite songs.
And I heard that the other day on a countdown. There's a countdown that they do that Rich Appel does, and Don Tandler starts it out on the Saturday. It's always around tax day, and it used to be called IRS. It really should have been a hit. Now they call it the Wild 100. But that was in it, and I was just so happy to hear it. You know, anytime I hear that song, it just cheers me up. It's a great song.
Good to hear. I can totally relate to that song, Bill, because I mean, Chris, because I did a lot. I did some hanging out at WBAI back in those days, and I remember quite well. That just brings back some fond memories.
You just
for me.
Didn't meet Ariel, unfortunately.
No, unfortunately. And if I did meet her, I remember playing that song for my dad, and my dad says, "That's not the girl that you're going out with. See, I don't approve of that lady."
Well, at least you were going out with some girl.
My family and I went to Florida that summer when that song was a hit, and the stations in Miami did not play the normal version of the song. They did not play "She Was a Jewish Girl." Her name was Ariel. You know, they totally took that out and replaced it.
Wow. Because Miami was at that time was predominantly Jewish, and they felt it might affect.
Sure, but how is that going to be offensive?
You got to understand, Chris. It's politically everything. Even back then, there were times when you had to be politically correct.
Well, that's an interesting feature that Steve Bauer was talking about why certain songs got banned for some things for innocuous reasons or things you wouldn't even think of, depending on the city.
Right.
The South would ban certain songs. You know, obviously, Society's Child, they had trouble with.
Yeah.
You know, different other parts of the country banned something else. It was crazy.
Well, the thing about Ariel that was interesting is I had to buy the album just so I could have the right version of the song. And it was the only good song on the album.
It's true, it was. I have that album, yeah. It was the only good song.
Pretty awful.
Yeah.
It's like that song that nowhere plays because it wasn't top 40, but it was by Jamie Sprockett. It was called the Jack Johnson by Jamie Sprockett. And no one plays
it. Oh, the long thing. It's about 20 minutes long. They used to play that on BCN all the time.
Yeah, and it was 20 minutes long, but the rest of the album was just horrible.
They played that song on Radio Free Naptown, the pirate station here in town. That's the only place I ever heard it. And I went and bought the album because I just had to have it.
That was a great, great bit. Yeah.
Great song. Great song. So
great radio station. Well, I guess we better do Jeff's News. That is something we'll come back week after week.
I guess I'm done now, so you guys can do whatever you're going to do.
Yeah. No, actually, I'm looking at the NFL draft here, Bernie. It's not you. It's nothing personal.
No.
You know. Not till 8 o'clock.
Oh, 8 o'clock. Well, we've got some time.
Yeah.
Well, we can relax again. Bernie, is there anything else you want to say now?
Oh, good.
Yeah. We're good.
I'm sure there is. I just got to say it was fun to hear the show last week when I wasn't on it, and everybody sounded so great. Oh, great.
Did you have one of those things where nobody said this? I would have said that, you know, or any moments of that.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's why I have been saying all these things tonight.
Now.
I stored them up from last week. You're right. That's exactly what I did.
There you go.
I'm sure there's some I forgot.
Well, we hope to get you some more callers beginning next week. Somebody said they remember you back in 1982 or something like that. You never know.
It's very possible.
Very possible. Well, I guess, Jeff, you've been waiting long enough, so I'm sure you've got a lot to tell us. And we'll see. We'll ask you guys next week or even this week. Does Jeff sound different than he did 15 years ago? We'll find out.
I'm Jeff Bennett for All Things Radio, and here's what's happening in the world of broadcasting. Odyssey opens up two sales portals, one for podcasting and one for sports. MediaCo purchases some of the assets of Estrella Media. We'll let you know what's happening on the street and continue our look at the March Personal People Meter ratings. It was yet another busy week this week in the world of broadcasting, and MediaCo makes news. MediaCo is the current owner of two radio stations in New York City. Radio station WBLS-FM, which transmits on a frequency of 107.5, and Hot 97, WQHC-FM, which transmits on a frequency of 97.1. MediaCo has purchased some of the assets of Estrella Media. Here's how it all plays out. MediaCo is acquiring the Estrella TV network as well as four Estrella TV digital channels. Although not owning the radio stations, MediaCo will provide programming for the 12 radio stations owned and operated by Estrella Media. A purchase price for this transaction has not been released at this time. We'll let you know more about this in a future All Things Radio live broadcast. Odyssey once again makes news by opening up two portals, a sales portal for its podcasting unit and a sales portal for its sports radio stations. Odyssey is doing this to maximize growth in both of these units. Now let's take a quick look and find out what's happening on the street. Say goodbye to the non-compete clause. In a 3-2 vote by the Federal Trade Commission, the non-compete clause will be eliminated. So what does this mean for the radio business? This means that a radio personality who works for one radio company can go across town and work for another radio company without having to wait before it can be employed by that other radio company. The only question here is, will this ruling be brought to the courts? And how will the courts rule on the non-compete clauses, especially when it affects the radio industry? In Denver, Colorado, Pillar of Fire has dropped the Kingdom moniker on radio station KFCO-FM. You might remember that last week we told you that the station had changed to a hip-hop format. Well, now the station is now just calling themselves KFCO-FM. Premium Networks has extended the contract for Jesse Kelly, who does a conservative talk show. The talk show airs Monday through Friday from 6 p.m. till 9 p.m., and he's been given a 3-year contract extension. In other news, Genesis Communications, the syndicator of the Alex Jones radio show, as well as other radio show, has informed its affiliates that they will be shutting down. The shutdown date for this company is May 5th. Congratulations go out to C.J. Robinson, who's the new assistant program director at radio station WOMX-FM in Orlando, Florida. The station is owned and operated by Odyssey. C.J. Robinson also works for Odyssey's LGBTQ channel, and he does afternoons at Classic Hits radio station WMXJ-FM in Miami, Florida, which is also owned and operated by Odyssey. In other news, Norson Media is acquiring Genuine Austin Radio. Norson Media has been operating radio station KTXX-FM, transmitting on a frequency of 104.9 via a time brokerage agreement, and they'll increase their entire portfolio by purchasing Genuine Austin Radio. No purchase price has been announced at this time. We'll let you know more about this in a future All Things Radio live broadcast. In other news, the husband and wife team of Rob and Joss join Mix 94.9 in Tucson, Arizona. Rob and Joss Taylor will handle mornings at Lotus Communications owned and operated KMXZ-FM. The FCC is looking for comments on those booster radio stations, which will be allowed to have 3 minutes of separate programming for advertising. All of this is available on the Federal Communications website. Now it's time to continue our look at the Nielsen March Personal People Meter ratings. In Washington, D.C., the number one ranked radio station is WAMU-FM. That's a public broadcaster with a news talk format. The number two ranked radio station is WTOP-FM with its all-news operation. Finally, the number three ranked radio station in our nation's capital is WHUR-FM with an urban format. In Boston, Massachusetts, the number one ranked radio station is WBZ-FM with an all-sports format. The number two ranked radio station is WROR-FM with a classic hits format. Finally, the number three ranked radio station in Boston, Massachusetts is WBUR-FM. That's the public broadcaster with a news talk format. In Seattle, Washington, the number one ranked radio station is KZOK-FM with a classic rock format. The number two ranked radio station is KKWF-FM with a country format. Finally, the number three ranked radio station in Seattle, Washington is KUOW-FM. That's the public broadcaster with a news talk format. In Miami, Florida, the number one ranked radio station is WHQT-FM with an urban format. The number two ranked radio station is WAMR-FM with a Spanish hits format. Finally, the number three ranked radio station in Miami, Florida is WLYF-FM with an adult contemporary format. In Phoenix, Arizona, the number one ranked radio station is KESZ-FM with an adult contemporary format. The number two ranked radio station is KSLX-FM with a classic rock format. Finally, the number three ranked radio station in Phoenix, Arizona is KUPD-FM with a rock format. In Detroit, Michigan, the number one ranked radio station is WNIC-FM with an adult contemporary format. The number two ranked radio station is WXYT-FM with an all sports format. Finally, the number three ranked radio station in Detroit, Michigan is WKQI-FM with a pop CHR format. In the Minneapolis-St. Paul, Minnesota market, the number one ranked radio station is KTIS-FM with a Christian CHR format. The number two ranked radio station is KNOW-FM. That's the public broadcaster with a news talk format. Finally, the number three ranked radio station in the Minneapolis-St. Paul, Minnesota market is KFXN-FM with an all-sports format. In the Tampa-St. Petersburg, Florida market, the number one ranked radio station is WDUV-FM with an adult contemporary format. The number two ranked radio station is WFUS-FM with a country format. Finally, the number three ranked radio station serving the Tampa-St. Petersburg, Florida market is WXGL-FM with a classic hits format. In San Diego, California, the number one ranked radio station is KXSN-FM with a classic hits format. The number two ranked radio station is KPBS-FM with a news talk format. Finally, the number three rec radio station serving San Diego, California is XHRM-FM with an oldies format. In Denver, Colorado, the number one rec radio station is KOSI-FM with an adult contemporary format. The number two rec radio station is KRFX-FM with a classic rock format. Finally, the number three rec radio station in Denver, Colorado is KYGO-FM with a country format. In Baltimore, Maryland, the number one rec radio station is WLIF-FM with an adult contemporary format. The number two rec radio station is WWIN-FM with an urban format. Finally, the number three rec radio station in Baltimore, Maryland is WPOC-FM with a country format. Finally, in St. Louis, Missouri, the number one rec radio station is KSHE-FM with a classic rock format. The number two rec radio station is WARH-FM with an adult hits format. Finally, the number three rec radio station in St. Louis, Missouri is KLOU-FM with a classic hits format. Finally, let's congratulate Giovanni, who has been working at radio station WPRO-FM since 1974 when they adopted the Top 40 format. Giovanni started at the radio station as a student intern and gradually worked his way up the ranks doing various on-air shifts. For the past 25 years, he's been doing mornings for the radio station, and the folks at WPRO-FM, owned and operated by Cumulus Media, will be celebrating Giovanni at the radio station this coming Saturday morning and Sunday afternoon. Giovanni will do his final show on Monday, April 29th. If you have any comments,
fingerprint or swipe with two fingers.
There are many ways you can get in touch with me. First of all, you can send me an email. My email address is Jeff. That's J-E-F-F, Jeff, at allthingsradio.net. Or you can send me a voicemail with our feedback line. The phone number is 800-693-0595. That's 800-693-0595. And hit option 2 for the podcast team. For All Things Radio, I'm Jeff Bennett.
Thank you very much, Jeff.
No problem, Bill. I got a lot of news coming up next week, and it's not good, and we're going to talk about it, but I'll give you the buzzword for next week: layoff, job cutbacks. That's Ooh. All I can say.
It's wow. not only in radio, though.
No, it's not. You're right. Well,
not only right in though, radio, though. Unfortunately.
So.
Hey, when you
screen off. Ringer silent.
I'm trying to fix my phone here.
I don't know if you want to talk about Jennifer with Tim Hendel before or after format changes. I'll leave that up.
Well, we'll do the format changes because they're probably not that long. And then we'll do that in just a minute. How long is your format thing this week, Jenny? I didn't even look.
Not very long.
No, we'll just do that route.
It's about 2 minutes and 50 seconds, I believe it is.
That was my plan, to get that out of the way, and then we can do this.
Okay.
Well, one question on the no compete thing. Is that, now I know it's going to go to the courts, but is that effective immediately? Because I was listening to a podcast, because it also affects WWE, and one of the wrestlers that was released on Monday before the court ruling, he says, I'm available to work for any company July 22nd. He said it on his podcast, so.
I think it goes into effect in 30 days from the time I did this particular report, Sean.
Okay, that's what I thought because he said he still has the 98 no compete. And all I'll say about the North Sand Media, if you know Coke FM does better, so they'd be smart to stay with them. But the Horn has dropped down to the third, so you know they may go. And this is only my speculation. They could expand their. They have a format called La Romantica on 105.3. They could expand that to the 1260 1019, which they never moved 1019 into Austin. That's a big part of it. It only was at the north part. So, but you know, we'll see. We'll see what happens. They'll clear up their debts, and everybody will move on. Yeah.
Well, that's all you can say, really, when you think about it, Sean. So, very good. That's very good. Yeah. All right, Bill.
All right, let's do Jennifer's segment. And Jennifer, you're in person. You can hear your own self now.
Oh, boy. Like, I heard it after I did it. I have to make sure it records, you know.
Yeah.
There have been a couple times I did it, and the microphone didn't pick one thing I set up. And one time it was like 5 or 10 minutes long, and I had to go back and redo it all over.
Oh, I've had that happen. Wow. So here we go with Jennifer's Best right here.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jennifer Sparks, and here are your call letter and format changes for the week of April 25th. WRDG-FM 105.3, Bowdoin, Georgia. changes format from urban contemporary to CHR, and changes slogan from 105.3 The Beat to Power 105.3. WWPW FM 96.1 Atlanta, Georgia changes format from CHR to Urban Contemporary and changes slogan from Power 96.1 to 96.1 The Beat. WCRO AM 1230 Johnstown, Pennsylvania changes slogan from Easy Favorites 102.9 FM 1230 AM to Cool 102.9 FM. KCKT FM 88.5 Crockett, Texas changes slogan from KCKT FM to CSN International. KSNB FM 91.5 Norton, Kansas changes slogan from KSNB FM 91.5 to CSN International. WAUO FM 90.7 Hohenwald, Tennessee changes slogan from WAUO FM 90.7 to CSN International. KBGX FM 105.3 Kauai, Hawaii changes calls to KHNU FM. KTBH FM 102.7 Kurdistown, Hawaii changes calls to KKOA FM. KWYI FM 106.9 Kauai, Hawaii changes calls to KOAH FM. KKOA FM 107.7 Volcano, Hawaii changes calls to KOPI FM. WVFG FM 107.5 Uniontown, Alabama changes slogan from WVFG FM 107.5 to 107.5 WVFG The Real Thing. WBKY FM 95.9 Portage, Wisconsin changes city of license to Staunton. And those are your call letter and format changes for this week. For All Things Radio, I'm Jennifer Sparks, wishing all of you a good week.
Thank you, Jennifer, and let the show begin, because it looks like one of your counterparts in crime has just came in the room here.
He is here, and he's unmuted.
He's unmuted?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Good evening, Douglas.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening, Doug.
Yeah. Well, we'll make this, you know, it just shocked me when I heard the news about Tim and Jennifer. I knew because she told me that she knew Tim back from, you were in what, Daytona Beach when you met Tim?
Yeah, I was in, it was like the late 80s, and he was working at the Miami Lighthouse, and we were taking computer training. Well, back then it was all SoftVert and learning to use the word processors and databases and all that stuff, because he wanted to be able to show people that came to the Lighthouse how to use different programs so they could decide what they needed to pick. And he was a really nice guy, and he was always very helpful. If he knew how to do something and you were struggling, he would help you.
Oh, yeah. You went out to dinner with him, didn't you?
Yeah.
I was teasing her about that last night. She said she went out to dinner with Tim.
Mm. Doug, what about your impressions of Tim? You knew him as well.
Oh, yeah. Tim used to do radio reviews on Playback Magazine back in the early 80s.
Yeah.
That's where I first heard of him. And then we talked by phone, and I met him at a radio convention, the ANARC convention, A-N-A-R-C.
Oh, yeah.
There was one in Washington, D.C., and he was there, and I met him there. And Tim also, if you messed with Sea Crane Radios, He did the first Sky, I think it was Skywave manual for Bob Crane, and it was on cassette tape. So Tim got around it. He loved his radio.
He did more than that, though, too. He did the CC radios.
Yep.
He did the VersaCorders.
Yes.
I was able to do a lot of things with those things because of his manuals that I otherwise wouldn't have been able to do.
And he loved his radio. He loved the DX.
Oh, he did.
And he loved shortwave.
Yeah.
With all those stations from Cuba, he liked sitting in Miami trying to figure out what he could listen to. Because he knew enough Spanish from working in Miami that he understood a lot of what they were talking about even. But.
And next week, Doug, if you want to come back again, we're going to do a review of that he did of a radio that talks. It was a talking portable radio. This was done in podcast 54. So next week we're going to pay tribute by playing this review. And I'm asking if you would like to come back, but I know Bill wouldn't mind if you'd like to come back maybe next week to talk about that after next week.
We got
to
talk about that, Jeff. No.
He did so many reviews, and I know Bill asked him before he played one of his reviews, and he told him then if he could use any of them he wanted to.
Yeah, I didn't even know he knew me, but he said I could use anything. He was living in Huntsville at that time. And he said, you can use anything.
He still was when he passed away living
in
Huntsville. Yeah, and he told me I could use anything I wanted. He didn't care as many times as I wanted. So,
Tim Hendel turned a lot of us onto this podcast because back in 2012, he said, I know a podcast you would like, Bill Sparks. And then I heard Jeff Bennett. I was like, oh, I recognize that voice. I'll listen anyway, though. But you know,
but
he got a lot of us hooked on all. He promoted this show very well, and like Perry said, his descriptions. He was very thorough with those descriptions.
So. I probably still have those manuals that he did on those cassette tapes somewhere around here.
I probably have some too.
Yeah.
I have a couple, I think.
Sadly. You know, toward the end of his life, he basically had lost most of his hearing, and he couldn't enjoy the hobby that he loved so much anymore. You know,
man, but he loved radios. I mean,
yeah,
he was he was the radio and all things radio. I mean, he just loved radio, and there was no question about it. It didn't matter what company, he knew about the radio.
And in reality, Doug, you really kind of took over where he left off in a way, because although you didn't do a review every week, you did a review of a number of radios on All Things Radio. Was that influenced by him as well?
Oh, it was. Definitely was.
Now, Doug, this segment I'm getting ready to play here in just a few minutes. You were on... Were you on the Legend in 2009? I can't remember. I kind of think you were. When I did this podcast back in July of 2009, do you remember?
You might have been. You might have been still doing the Soul Express on Sundays. I'm not sure how many years you did that, but I know that that was a big popular show back then. So I don't remember.
When did that go off, Doug? We may have lost Doug.
Oh, did we lose Doug?
I think we may have lost him.
Markets don't remember that reflection. Well, anyway.
Hold on.
Oh, he got muted.
He got muted.
Yeah. Well, I'll get it back again. Go ahead, Doug.
No, you didn't, Jeff. I leaned on my keyboard.
Oh.
I thought I heard that.
You heard the brrrr, then it went away.
I thought you were losing weight, Doug. Yeah, but were you on the Legend in 2009?
Yeah.
When we did this podcast, you'll listen to Jeff. You'll hear the voice doing a promo, doing his own show with Jonathan Mosen. And I hear Brian Archon on here. I don't think Terry had a promo.
Wow.
So,
yeah, those were the days. And sadly, you know, I know maybe you guys already said this, but, you know, Tim died of cancer, and I don't know what kind, but, yeah, he was a good guy.
Yeah, and he—I mean, any kind of radio. I'd tell you if it's weak, strong. He beat this one guy that does reviews now. I mean, because he knew his radios and he loved his radios. Do we have somebody who wants to ask a quick question?
I'm gonna ask him to mute, and he can get on here.
If I'm not mistaken, I think he even did some scopes for the DX audio service for that magazine that used to be.
Oh man, that was my favorite service. Yep.
Charles, we know you're here. Can you make it brief because we do have a lot to do?
Oh yes, of course. Yes, of course, and thank you very much. I just want to say what he did on Ed Potter's playback. Yep. He really showed humility and. He really knew his radios, and he knew the good and bad points, and he was very humble.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
He was also on Newsreel, too, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah, he was. Matter of fact, one night a friend brought over a recording. This was a month or so or two after the hurricane, where Hurricane Andrew in 92 was ramping up. And he was recording, and you know, from his patio or his whatever, and you could hear the wind a little bit. And he was talking about what the stations were doing and what they were getting ready to do and all that. And, of course, that was a really devastating hurricane in the Miami area.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was just a good guy, Chris. He would sit back and talk with you. I mean, he just – and, Doug, remember that DX audio service we used to get every month on cassette?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Fred Vobey, by the way, is part of the Station Playlist Studio email list that I'm on, and I see him post periodically. I thought you'd find that interesting.
why don't we play this, the Tim Hendel?
We're going to play this part.
Not Tim Hendel, the Marcus
Cooper. And we'll be doing that radio. We debated upon whether not to do that radio because... it's been around for a long time, and I don't know how good the radio actually really was. I don't think so good, but you know, hey, he was just doing something was new at the time. Didn't this radio that he reviewed, let me ask you guys this real quick, didn't it have voice, there was... didn't it have speech on the radio?
It had a British voice to it, and everything spoke on the radio.
But then they made one, Sanjian made one later, the 17, but I didn't, Jenny loves that radio, but Doug said he finally just turned off his speech.
I couldn't turn it off.
Oh, you couldn't?
No, you can't turn the speech off on that thing.
No, but the radio was just AM, FM, and we're so used to the HD now and that type of stuff. The AM, FM just didn't.
Because it's so easy to find stations, because, I can't tell the stations very well anymore. There's so many talk stations, I can't tell one from another as easy as I used to.
They all sound the same. You're right.
But wasn't that radio kind of on AM weak as a kitten or on FM, Doug?
The radio itself, it has what's called a DSP chip in it. And if you have strong local AM radio, it really would impact the sensitivity of it. My local 1250 went off the air here one day, and that radio rumbled on AM here. But when it was on, it was weaker than anything. And I finally ended up giving it away at an auction or something. But, yeah.
And if you remember, Doug, when you did your reviews, you would say, this is how this radio sounds, and then this is how another radio sounds, and you could see the differences in how much better it gets the weaker stations. I remember you did that.
Right. Yeah, well, we've got another review coming soon, folks.
Okay.
On the all new right. one, you got the...
a little pocket radio that was made in China. And you got to hear this thing on FM especially.
Whoa, we're looking forward to that. I figured maybe you got that one for $212, that tabletop radio.
No. Oh, the Sanjian, the new one.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have a new HDR-19 that's a tabletop HD portable that has Bluetooth and supposed to be improved over the 18, the model 18.
Yeah, it's got USB 2.0 in it now.
Yeah.
It's improved. But
well, thanks again, Bill, for inviting me on.
No problem.
It was good to talk about Tim and remember the old good old days.
Yeah.
As long as it's better than the satellite 800, you've got a good radio.
The all-time worst radio, almost.
You know, there were some 800s that had good AM on them.
Well, we just couldn't find them.
We didn't have them, but I know there were.
This radio was so weak, it couldn't get WBRI AM 1500 in here, the gospel sound.
That was the first radio I ever saw that busted batteries.
I've seen a few. All right, we're going to do this segment here, and thank you, Doug.
Thank you all. Take care, everybody.
Thanks, you too.
Yep.
We're going to do this segment, and imagine going back 15 years almost to July 20th of 2009. We had started in March.
Podcast 20. Did you guys used to take the weeks off for the conventions and stuff?
We did take the week off, but we took the first. We would take the first 2 weeks in July off.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, and of course, 20th of July was not a Thursday. So sometime in July, you know, whatever. It's show number 20 anyway.
Well, anyway, it'll stay here on the thing, Chris.
We didn't do any live then, so we recorded everything and everything was done beforehand.
Yeah.
Right. So, but we'll see.
I was married for 6 weeks at that time.
And people were taking bets.
Right.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because Sean has a telescope. We were taking bets, yeah. Hmm. Long range, long the rifleman. Here we go. So just close your eyes and go back 15 years and see what this sounds like to you.
Well, thanks for joining us. This is All Things Radio podcast number 20 for July 30th, 2009. I'm Gary Stevens, and we've got another packed podcast for you. Bill Sparks will be along with the WAKY story part 2. As always, Jeffrey Bennett will be here with a look at news and notes from the industry. Jennifer Sparks will be here with format and call letter changes. And we'll have the final segment of Walt Kramer's interview with Gary Stevens. So as I always like to say, crank it up a notch and enjoy podcast number 20 of All Things Radio.
Hi, I'm Bruce Taves. Be sure to join me every Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern for Taves on the Waves, right here on the Worldwide Legend.
Do you remember this song?
Relax.
Or perhaps this.
Not to love the Führer is a great disgrace. So we
hile, hile,
right in the Führer's face.
And finally, this.
While angels tell of love, don't break the spell of love. Hold my hand.
These have all been songs which have been banned by the BBC. I'm Brian Hartran, and for most of the Music Machine programme for Sunday the 2nd of August, we'll be listening to some of the many songs which have been completely banned from being broadcast on BBC Radio, or which have been adapted in some way. Certainly from the 1920s through to the 80s, the BBC was like your favourite auntie, protecting you from anything unwanted and ensuring you had good family programming to listen to. That involved censoring or banning some songs from being played on the air. I'll be playing some of the songs, and you'll hear some of the stories behind the bands. So, that's Banned by Auntie Beeb, Sunday the 2nd of August, as part of the Music Machine on the Worldwide... Don't miss it.
They said, strike the lyre, what on earth do you think you're at? With thousands of barristers listening in, we can't let you broadcast that.
Hello, for All Things Radio, this is Bill Sparks. And I'm back with the Wacky Story Part 2. This week, we take you through the part where WAKY AM changes formats and switches to beautiful music. You will hear the final half hour or the segments of the final half hour of the tribute to WAKY AM. Hope you enjoy this as much as I do, because next week we'll be back with the rebirth of WAKY FM. And you can hear some of your favorite personalities from this particular segment who have went on to form WAKY-FM. I think you're going to find it quite interesting. So sit back and enjoy.
WAKY, Louisville. Kevin McCarthy. Bill Bailey.
That was it. That was Dude Walker.
Tell us about that reverb.
Reverb.
The famous wacky echo.
Well, well, the reverb was a German model thing, which had German printed all over it, and they basically had to build the back room of the radio station around it. Huge thing. Take about four or five people to carry it. I never saw anything like it before with the reverb that created that sound, but the thing was just huge, and it was not done with springs. It was done with great big huge metal plates inside of the thing. And I understand the station here gave it away.
I wonder who they gave it away. There's a collector's item.
I couldn't believe they did that. But nevertheless, it's wacky, and it's 22 before. Beautiful music at midnight tonight. The station is changing format. I'm Johnny Randolph, and this is really a surprise to everyone, including myself. I've not been connected with the station here for about the past 10 years or so. I've lived down in Danville, Kentucky. But they decided apparently, they announced it at 6 o'clock this evening, they were changing format, no longer being a rock station, so wacky in the form that you know it, rock and or oldies, will not exist at midnight tonight. We got more tapes coming up, and next, truly, a Louisville legend will be hearing from the Weird Beard. Straight ahead on Wacky. Walk away, Renee. Well, I'm Johnny Randolph here at Wacky and back in town for one night. This has been a strange weekend, Joe. Last night, I did a guest thing over at DJX, and this time doing the final hour of Wacky, which I might add, I'm honored, absolutely honored to be doing this. I drove up, I found out about the change in format, which is Wacky going to beautiful music at midnight. I found out about it at my house at about 8 o'clock when you folks called. And I can't pick up the station down there at night. And I wanted to just, I figured to come up here and sit in the lobby and listen and just kind of remember about the 11 years, 12 years or so that I was here. And were certainly highlights of my life. Tickled to death to be on the air.
Boy, it was a real privilege for us, though. We just called you on the spur of the moment, John, just to talk to you. And to have you drive up here was more than we had ever hoped for. We were really excited to have you on the air.
Well, thank you. I really wouldn't have missed it. It's a real treat. The guy that was at Wacky, and I guess you were up in Indianapolis when he was here, weren't you, Joe?
Who, Bobby Harper? Is that?
Or Weird Beard?
Weird Beard. No, I listened to the Weird Beard. I came down here in 69, and I used to go to sleep every night listening to the Weird Beard talking about the House of Adams and saying hello to the bus drivers and doing all the great things that he did.
Weird Beard was a all-devil-may-care type of disc jockey, a native of Louisville, went to Wagner High School, worked at the old WINN when it was a adult contemporary Tony Bennett, Frank Sinatra-type station. He'd never worked at a rock station before and came over here. Bill Crisp was the program director then, and he hired Weird. We always called him Weird, and brought him over here and said, just go on and have a good time and be crazy. And he was, and was here for several years. And then, on a sad note, his son, one of his children, drowned up here in the reservoir in Crescent Hill. And it was a very trying time because there was an enormous amount of publicity. There was about 30 days before they found the son's body. And there was speculation they felt for sure that he was in the reservoir, but again, they couldn't rule out foul play. So there was an awful lot of that, and it was something that emotionally he really never fully recovered from it. It was very painful being in Louisville and being constantly reminded of that. So he put in for a transfer and went up to Rochester, New York, and worked at Wacky's then sister station up there in Rochester for several years, and then got out of radio about 10 years ago. But when he was in radio, he was hot, and he never sounded better than when he was in Louisville. And here is a tape of my good friend, it's a Louisville legend, the Weird Beard.
Baby, I'm glad Dad guaranteed we'd be so good together. I just don't even want to go into it. Probably get arrested or something. You never can tell. It's Andy Kimball, the Big 79. Make it W-A-K-Y. Right, make it. 9-10, W-A-K-Y, Iron Butterfly time. And a Weird Beard program, I want to tell you, polo. You sweat. Polo used to be a game for the wealthy. Go there. Commercial free, WAKY plays at least five heavyweight hits in a row. This is for a couple of guys out front and a gold car with a black top looking for a couple of women.
Mary Hill used to hang out in
Jerry Hill Park. Notice how his voice cracks when he sings that no, but that's cool. That's the way it's got to be. Billy Joe Royal for the Big 79 at 9:14. WAKY Iron Butterfly time. The Weird Beard program. Here's the second of at least five heavyweight hits in a row. It's 9:17 WAKY Iron Butterfly time, the Weird Beard program. Now, Danny called up a minute ago on the 589-9235. Play us off for Danny and Mary Kay. All right. So I was all set to do that, and then Mary Kay called up just a few minutes later and said, play us off for Mary Kay and Danny. So this is for both of you.
Well, there you go. The legendary Weird Beard at Wacky, and bless his heart, it's good to hear from him again. It's 12 minutes before 12. I'm Johnny Randolph. Here we got Joe Elliott. I want to get, I just saw this fella out here in the lobby. Let's talk to Jerry Shea a second, all right? Jerry has probably never been on this radio station before, but Jerry has worked here for, come on over the microphone, Jerry. Jerry is the only guy in this radio station that was here when I was here, and Jerry is the chief engineer of Wacky and WVEZ, and Jerry has seen a lot of water over the dam, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Lots of DJs. Turn on your microphone, Jerry. Do you need an engineer to help you there? Jerry came here, I suppose, back in the late 60s, didn't you?
Yeah.
And we're here with the Burbank and all the others. So you've seen a lot.
When I came here, that was really rocking, John.
And really rocking. And we're really rocking here for about 11 more minutes, and then it will be really soft music, going beautiful music at midnight tonight. Anything stand out in your mind about any highlights of any of the people here personally from your standpoint? I know I'm probably putting you on a spot for that. Any strange, funny things happen? Do you recall the DJs?
I've seen a lot of things, but...
you can't talk about them on the air.
No, I can't. The main thing, though, is the way that the whole economy has shifted around. The people's attitudes have changed. And me growing up in an era that we tried, the stations try to follow them through, and you get to a point where you want to either start all over again or try something new, and I think that's what we're doing now.
Trying something new. That's right. You know, the things happen. You know, the advent of FM has certainly been a big factor, and things have changed, like you said, attitudes and whatever. But we did have some good times. We, you know, you were through a... You were here when the station moved, weren't you?
Or
did
no,
you miss that?
No, I missed it.
Lucky you.
Especially that's what I understand.
Well, yeah, you're very lucky there. But I wanted to acknowledge Jerry Shea, who has been... How many years you been here?
I've been here 14.
I mean, you were here longer than Richard the janitor was.
Yes,
yeah, okay.
Yes.
Well, you outlasted him, Jerry. All right.
That's something, Jerry.
Yes, sir. Give Jerry a hand. Hung out there for 14 years. Hey, we're slowly running out of time here. We got a note
Amanda,
here, Gary.
Amanda, Val, and
Amanda,
Aaron.
Amanda, light of my life.
Yeah, Val and Aaron are listening tonight to Johnny Randolph one more time.
One more time.
Another one-night stand.
Another one-night stand, yeah. I've had a few of those, too. All right, let's hear it for Oscar. Well, it's 9 before midnight at WAKY, almost said WKLO, which is where I am now. No, not, I'm here now. Never mind. Joe Elliott here. And well,
John,
go ahead, Joe.
We wanted to do this with the help of Gary Clark here. Gary, let me reach this around to you, son. I'm going to knock the control room down if we don't. We wanted you to be the last guy to win an official WAKY Greatest Hits of All Time t-shirt.
Well, all right.
Now, these things are going to be collector's items in about 8 minutes here, John.
It's well put, yeah.
So,
very good.
Wear it on the air Monday morning.
That's right.
WKLO.
I'll wear it on the air Monday morning at WKLO in Danville. I'll also wear it to church tomorrow, too, by the way. That's over well, won't it, Danville? Fun-loving, wacky, greatest hits of all time.
That's right.
Thank you.
When people say, what was fun-loving, wacky, you can tell them, although I bet there are thousands of people in Danville and in central Kentucky who know exactly who fun-loving, wacky is.
Really? I never realized that till I went down there. I've been there about 6 years, and people are constantly telling me about wacky and some of the things that they're doing and have done and whatever. And I never really realized that when I was here, because you get so wrapped up in the three-county area, Jefferson, Clark, and Floyd, that you tend not to think about the Boyle County, Kentuckys, and whatever. But they're there.
John, do you think we have time to sneak in just a little bit of skinny Bobby Harper, a guy who was here for, what, 6 or 7 months?
He was here 6 or 7 months.
People still talk about
him. That's right. He came here right about the time that Bill Bailey left KLO, and Bill Bailey was the first... Bob Harper was the first DJ that quit when I was program director, and I'm glad to say it was not because I was program director. Then Bill Bailey was the first one that I was able to hire. So Bailey replaced Bobby Harper, and Bobby Harper was quite a phenomenon in the time that he was here. And here's some Bobby Harper on Wacky.
It's 7 o'clock on the Bobby Harper Show from the Big 79. WAKY, it's called Wonderful World and Beautiful People, and a very, very pleasant good morning to you, Bobby Harper, here on the Big 79.
WAKY.
And for the last time, officially at least, let's invite in our little friend with Bugle, Robert E. Lee Pruitt. Step through the portal of life, Tiger. Take care of biz, blow that horn, rise and shine up and at him. You can't sleep your life away, and your dreams won't come true if you lay in bed all day, all warm and cozy. And now that you're up and at him, let's say we all march around the breakfast table one time. Five past seven, 29 degrees, sunny and cold is the forecast today. So I should be around 40. And once again, here's Jack Kane doing his imitation of Charlie Coates.
Louisville Motors offers this message downtown on 5th.
Here come the judge. Here come the judge.
Look at the old girl now, fellas.
See Hello Dolly now showing in its 7th big week downtown at the United Artists D-150 Theater.
Thank you, Dickie. 6 past 7, friends, on WAKY, 7:06 for a Friday morning, January 30th, 1970. Here's the Fifth Dimension. The Fifth Dimension on WAKY at 9 past 7, 7:09 on the Big 79. Notice how everything is tied together, you know? Fantastic.
WAKY.
29 degrees, friends, from WAKY.
Well, Joe, that's pretty good. That was something. Bobby Harper, he was a legend, only here 6 or 7 months, and doing very well down in Atlanta now, working for WSB, and lots of people still talking about it.
Well, I've been in the back for the past hour, getting things ready for what we're about to do here in a few minutes, and it's been very nice. All the memories bring it back.
Mark, can I just very quickly thank John Randolph for coming
sure.
in? Because John has really made this show just a great success over here in the past couple of hours. Also, of course, to Gary Clark and Mark Starr and Tom Harden and Alan White and to you and to all the people who made this sucker fly tonight. I've had just a great time. It's been quite an experience.
Well, we're here at that point now. We've had 6 hours worth of, I think, of the most fun that we've had that... personally at this radio station for quite some time. So what you've heard for the past 6 hours has been a really a spontaneous tribute to 28 years of Wacky Radio. Again, joining with Joe Elliott, I'd like to thank Johnny Randolph. We surprised him at his home earlier tonight, and he got in his car and drove up here and to be a part of our farewell party. And, Johnny, we really thank you for it. Well, we're at the point of the evening where we really don't want to believe what we're about to do, but we're going to do it. It's an idea that has whose time has come, and we hope you like it. I would like to remind you, for those of you who still want to hear your favorite music from the 60s, I invite you to tune in to 107 FM WVEZ. Well, now there are a lot of people in the studio with me that, that are sharing the same emotion as you and I. And following the next two songs, we're going to observe 79 seconds of silence on behalf of Wacky Radio. Again, we're not gathered here to mourn the passing of an old friend. Rather, we're here to toast a radio station that has been many things. You know, our babysitter, our jukebox, our guiding light, and at many times our only friend. So, let's do it. Let's pop the cork. I never was good at this. Here we are.
There we go.
There we go. Now let's raise the glasses high and just say farewell to Wacky Radio. Thank you.
W-A-K-Y. Louisville.
Memories. It looks like a purple people eater to me.
At the all-new sound of beautiful 790 AM.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did bringing it to you. Next week, stay tuned for part three and the conclusion of the Wacky Story. Remember, if you have any comments or suggestions, please send those to Bill at BillSparks.org. Or call us at 1-866-410-8484. Thank you very much and have a great week.
Mosin Explosion is fun, 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 fun. The best music ever made. You say what we play through Twitter, email, and the Legend Listener Line. Wacky news this day in musical history, and of course...
And you remember the jingles used to go.
So put on your Sunday best and join us at 4 on Sunday afternoon.
Join Jonathan Mosin for fun.
That's in the Eastern US time zone, of course.
The Mosin Explosion, music for you and me.
Only on the Worldwide Legend.
I'm Jeff Bennett for All Things Radio, and here's what's happening in the world of broadcasting. Tony Kornheiser returned to the Washington, D.C. radio airwaves.
Wow.
Boy, that ended quickly.
I wonder who decided to have the last song they play, Flying Purple People Eater. That's
how they came on the air, kind of, with that song.
Yeah, maybe about that long ago, but that was, Bill, you sounded more different than Jeff, I thought.
Yeah, you did sound different, Bill.
Huh.
You sounded so young.
Well, you know, the only thing I noticed that at that time, I had a cheap headset microphone. Remember, Bill, that you gave me a headset mic on it because my mic had broken and it was an emergency, and I said, I don't know what I'm going to do. And she goes, I'll send you a headset mic, and it came to me like the next 2 days later or something, and I thanked him for that, and that's what I was using at that point.
So the legend goes back a long way.
He didn't have near the kind of as good a microphone back then as he has now either.
No, the microphones are different.
We got the anniversary's coming up soon on May 15th.
It would be the 19th year of the legend.
Yeah.
Oh
so
my
we'll
gosh!
We'll have to figure out what we're going to do. That's a Wednesday, so it's kind of a funny day, but you know, we'll see.
Bernie, did you want to say something? I heard you were trying to say something. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I never understand why top 40 AM stations went to beautiful music. You know, CFL did it. Wacky did it. I'm sure there are others, too. Why in the world But an AM station got a beautiful music. Nothing worse on AM than...
I think they thought they could capitalize on the success that FM stations were having, and unfortunately that just wasn't going to be the case, you know?
No.
Did you notice how much...
It was good to hear Joe Elliott.
Did you know how much difference he sounded, though? I mean, I've heard him today a few years ago when he did, talk shows, but the difference he sounded back from those days.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I have not talked to Joe for years and years and years, and I don't know if maybe we had some kind of falling out or something, but I can't even get in touch with him. So, if anybody knows him, tell him I said hi.
Well, maybe he'll be listening, and he'll get it or listen to the podcast or something, and he'll know that.
Maybe he'll go, I don't want to talk to Bernie Egan.
Yeah, I don't want to talk to... But he was from... He went to Indiana School for the Blind also for a while, I think.
Yes, he did. He was 1 year behind me.
Yeah.
So he left and went to Louisville.
And then he went to Louisville, and then...
Yeah. Well, the jingle said Louisville. Well, the guys at that time were saying Louisville as they were talking, but the jingle that they kept playing with Louisville, so, interesting.
And by the way, that jingle package at the beginning was the one of the well, not the last, but it was one of the, it was the Sound of Philadelphia jingle that was made especially for WFIL when they first made that jingle package that was made by Pam's.
HDH had those because they were kind of a little more up tempo than BZ as an adult contemporary in the mid 70s, and it's Sean Casey and some different folks, and they had those jingles.
Walter, what would you like to say?
That was a very good show there. Bill, you didn't sound that much different than you do now.
I thought he did.
Yes, he did. He definitely did.
Well, just a little bit. Well, I mean, it was... Well, when did you start going live, I guess is the question.
Jeff would have to tell you that.
I think it goes back to 2000. I think it was 2015, do you think? I know that we went live. The first live thing I have cataloged is 355, and I know I may have missed a few, but I believe that's probably when we were first going live.
I know.
Okay, maybe that's what I was thinking, because, it was because it was so... It was just... You just did the show, and that was...
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
they used to just put it together ahead of time, and you just heard what they, And of course, we as the panel didn't come on till 17, I think, is when we started with it.
Yeah, and we went live. What we did, we would originally it was just a bunch of tape segments that were or recorded segments that were put together. Then what we did was we'd get the segments, and Bill, Mike Loff, and I would do our voice tracking or stuff for the show. And then we either Mike or I, well, mostly I would put it together at that point because John Holliday wasn't involved at that point. And what we would do is we take all the segments, put them together, and I would put it together with the panel. So that's how it worked. Mm-hmm. So, all right, thank you, Walter.
So yeah,
I don't believe it's been that many years since we've been doing this.
But I remember I met a lot of resistance when we went live. There's people that still tell me today they prefer the old way. But I get a lot of that. But
I think this is, people give feedback better.
Right.
I think it's better, to talk about what you liked and the segments or not.
Right, Ned. It's totally different. When Jonathan Mosen worked on The Legend and we had all those people, it was great. But at that time, people didn't have as many choices as they got now. Like Spotify and all these Lady A's and all this type of stuff to play their music. So it's a different era. But we survived it, and we're going on down it, doing what
we
do.
It's ironic that we've been talking about band songs and three times, because there were that guy Brian from England had, was going to do a show about that from the BBC perspective,
right.
And then
Steve's going to do his in a couple of days. You know,
and
days.
Brian's, what powers our software we're using, our studio with all the scripts and all that stuff. And anybody that's that breathes knows what Jonathan Mosen's done.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we were there.
Brian Hartgen did some fantastic specials, though, when he was on The Legend. He did a big thing about ABBA and the history of pirate radio once, and he did some pretty good ones.
And Jonathan Mosen, remember he did that Beatles special?
Yeah.
I forgot what that Beatle thing was about, but it just about, at the time, you know, there was just a different era. But now I guess we better get back in this era.
Okay. If we have to.
If we have to, but I can't remember. What was Walt trying to tell me something about? Did I sound that much different, or what was he trying to?
I think we all
He was saying you did, and then we've all been saying you did. So that, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, because it doesn't make any difference, does it, Jeff?
I don't know anything about it.
Not really.
So, all right, Jeff, what do you got coming up next, buddy?
This is CFCF in Montreal, and I love the station. I started listening to them back in 1965 when I got my first shortwave radio. It was a portable, but it was huge. And it was made by a company called Telefunken out of Germany, I should say. And then I got a Hollycrafter SX99, was I think it was, and I could listen to shortwave, and my dad helped me string a random wire from my bedroom all the way out to the balcony in our apartment so I could get as much antenna space as possible. And we kind of wiggled it around so no one would trip over the wires and stuff. And this is CFCF. The guy's name is Jimmy Tapp, and I'll tell you about a story after the air check quickly, how I got to talk to him back in 1976, which was 2 years after this particular air check. And this was the summer of 76 when the Olympics were held in Montreal, Canada.
Well, here we go, Jeff.
This week in my classic air check segment, we're traveling to Montreal, Canada, and we're going to listen to a radio station we've never played before. That's CFCF AM, transmitting on a frequency of 600, and that longtime radio announcer, Jimmy Tapp. Jimmy Tapp was a longtime fixture in Montreal radio, working at CFQR, that's CFCF's FM affiliate, with their easy listening format. This time he's working at CFCF AM with their adult contemporary format. And if you're into obscurity, Jimmy Tapp was also the voice of the Hercules cartoons back in 1964, which aired in the United States and Canada. So without further ado, why don't sit back and enjoy CFCF AM 600 and Jimmy Tapp on this week's edition of All Things Radio Live.
At the moment, the winds are southeast at 13 miles per hour. The relative humidity stands at 58%, and the present Midtown Montreal temperature, 37 degrees under sunny skies. At CFCF News to 4:35, John Ross reporting. Del Archer has more news at 5. Right now, it's back to music and Jimmy Tapp.
Thank you, John Ross. Hi again, everybody. Welcome aboard on this fine Wednesday, February 27th, as we roll along home with you. Just playing with my bongos here a little bit. Everything working out fine. Keith Randall, Captain Joe will be up in the sky in just a couple of minutes. Here's Garfunkel. 21 minutes now before 5 o'clock here on CFCF, 37 degrees, and Keith Randall is in the sky this evening for Allstate.
Hello there. We've got trouble eastbound through the Carey Circle on the elevated, slower than it has been for the last week or two, because the Trans-Canada binds up just past the Cavendish Underpass. Coach Elias is slow from about Cavendish all the way through to Carey Circle. By the time we get to the National Film Board, it looks very much better. Northbound to Carey, heavy from the Queen Mary Service Road down ramp. Southbound is good. The Bonaventure and the Trans-Canada downtown are all right. Victoria Bridge checks out, but going south on the Champlain Bridge, about halfway across, you'll slow to 5 or 10 miles per hour, and that's what it is till you get off at Brossard. We are here this afternoon for Moffitt's and Pascoe.
Well, you're in good hands with Moffitt's and Pascoe's as well. 21 minutes now before 5 o'clock. You know, Metropolitan Home Services, for their excellent work and good prices in the area of home renovation, are very well known. Also for painting and big job house cleaning. Metropolitan Home Services' reputation in that field is well established. But did you know that Metropolitan Home Services have a showroom in the Sesco building? That's 4058 Jean Talon West. Well, they do, and right now they have a complete display of modular cabinets, stain-resistant, children-proof, durable units, cabinets, shelves, drawers to allow you to put together a beautiful kitchen that you can add to in 2 or 3 years as the need arises. The new modular cabinets at Metropolitan Home Services make it possible for you to install your own kitchen by just following the simple instructions. The colors don't change or fade. A plastic finish makes these cabinets easy to clean with just soap and water. And if you'd like an easy care, practical, sturdy kitchen you can plan and install yourself, why don't you visit the Metropolitan Home Services showroom in the Sesco building, 4058 Jean Talon West. It's open weekdays from 9 to 5, Saturdays from 9 to 4, Sundays from 11 to 5. And at Metropolitan Home Services, terms can be arranged.
We'll give you the all clear for the South Shore Highways, the number 20 expressway along the South Shore and the routes out to St. Hubert and St. Bruno. No delays getting to or across the Jacques Cartier Bridge.
Out come the harmonicas, and out come the Ozark Mountain Daredevils. Hey, what a weather girl she'd make. Makes sunshine out of the rain. Country girl, Ozark Mountain Daredevils for you at 16 minutes before 5. And Keith, how goes it?
On the elevated westbound, east of St. Lawrence, traffic goes very nicely westbound. There's something stalled in the center lane just past exit 45. Traffic slowing down a little bit there. Service road's good if it's convenient for you. The three eastern bridges from Montreal to Laval look very good. Laurentian Honor route a little bit slow northbound on the bridge. No delay at the toll gate when you get there. Teaming up for quality features and value, Moffitt's at Pasco.
When you're looking for a major appliance for your home, two things are necessary for complete satisfaction. First, look for a manufacturer with a long reputation for producing quality appliances with features giving the greatest convenience. The name Moffitt immediately comes to mind. Moffitt, an all-Canadian manufacturer of electric ranges, refrigerators, dishwashers, clothes washers, and dryers. Moffitt, a name that promises and delivers quality and performance. Then you look for a dealer big enough to display the complete line. And so you go to your big neighborhood Pascal store. Pascal's, where all the models are on display. And this is important. Pascal's store, where you discuss your needs with their salesman, who can answer any and all questions you might have about Moffitt appliances and recommend the model best suited to your needs, your budget. For major appliances for your home, get Moffitt. And remember, you shop right when you shop Pascal.
Cartierville Bridge, no delay. Traffic's a bit heavy, but moving well going north on Laurentian Boulevard.
Visit Salon Nautique 74, Place Bonaventure, now until March the 3rd for the largest boat show in Canada. $2 million worth of sailboats, motorboats, canoes, and thousands of marine accessories on display. Also some exciting shows. A world premiere of the breathtaking whitewater kayak demonstrations. Water skiing, scuba diving, swimming shows, movies, pop-up fashions by Place Bonaventure. And hundreds of exciting boats, of course. It's family fun entertainment at Salon Nautique 74, Place Bonaventure. Open daily through Sunday, March the 3rd. So see you at the boat show. Take the Metro. This is Donovan, breathing heavy. He's the hurdy-gurdy man. That's Donovan for you, about 10 and a half minutes away from the news at 5 here on CFCF. And where are you, Keith?
Just heading back to Montreal International Airport after having checked West Island, Sources Road, Trans-Canada, and St. John's Road looking very good. We'll tell you about 2 and 20 and all that next for Moffitt and Pasco.
At Montreal, Chrysler Plymouth, we run a very simple business.
This is Len Cantor. I've taken a bit of good-natured kidding about running a simple business. And ours is a simple business. You expect only 3 things from us. 1, a good product. And you must admit that the Chrysler Plymouth line of cars is tops. 2, good service, which we are mighty proud of. 3, pleasant salesmen who know their business. 3 things, it's that simple.
Oh, at Montreal, Chrysler Plymouth, we run a very simple business. Montreal Chrysler is as Montreal Chrysler does. Life can be what you will.
wish it was. We run a very simple business.
Montreal Chrysler Plymouth, DeCary and Van Horn. Come in soon.
Sounds like she has connections in the fruit dealer business. Jeanette Renault, I'll bring you apples.
I have no song that I can sing.
About 7 minutes now before 5 o'clock here on CFCF. Keith?
Promised you a report on DeCary Circle. No particular problem there. Very slight weight going west on Cote de l'Est, 2 and 20 west of there to Pine Beach, a little bit slow. In Lachine, 2 and 20 is working along nicely. You're slow to 15 or 20 miles per hour past Clermont Street along 4 and 9C and all the way across Mercier Bridge. Traffic a bit reduced in speed.
There is something you can do about your grocery bills. Pick up a copy of today's Montreal Star and turn to the Lifestyles pages. That's where you'll find plenty of practical advice and recipe suggestions. Be sure to check the ads, too, for information on where to shop for food bargains. To cut your food costs, turn to the Star. For regular home delivery, call 282-2921.
Oh, some strange things happen in the land of the midnight sun. Here's Ted Wesley. Sweet Prairie Rose and the Midnight Sun.
Northern boy and the southern girl.
That's a little opus entitled Sweet Prairie Rose and the Midnight Sun. Kind of long for the marquee. That's Ted Wesley. 3 minutes now before 5 o'clock. Keith, how goes it?
Mercier Bridge slow from the Pascal, from the Clermont exit all the way across the bridge, about 15 or 20 miles per hour. Nothing really wrong there. It's just very heavy traffic. The Champlain Bridge, which was very slow earlier, is good now through the Turcotte Yards Highway and the Bonaventure Expressway. No trouble at all. One place you will not have trouble is at Pascal, especially when you ask for muffins.
You rent your home. You rent your telephone service. So why not rent your color TV set? It's the wise thing to do these days, and the wisest way to do it is to call 866-6669 for Midtown TV Rental. Midtown, they're the people who don't charge you for delivery, for installation, or ask you for a deposit, or charge you for maintenance repairs on the color TV set you rent. They're the people, too, who will rent you a color set by Hitachi for just 3 months if you want, or 6 months, or a year. And Midtown TV Rental charges you 20% less than their biggest competitors demand for a comparable color set. Midtown believe in satisfying the customer. They've been doing it for more than 25 years. That's why if you call 866-6669 before 3, they'll have a color TV by Hitachi installed for viewing that very night. Make the wise move now. Rent color TV. Call Midtown and rent the best for less.
Along the South Shore, the expressway number 20 is working very nicely. No problem with Victoria Bridge. Highways out as far as St. Hubert Traffic Circle are looking good. And just ahead of us across the snow-covered Man of His World, the Jacques Cartier Bridge, no delay.
Montreal Canadiens Hockey on CFCF Radio.
CFCF 600, Montreal.
It's 5 o'clock.
Good afternoon, this is Del Archer. It's 37 degrees and cloudy in Montreal. The forecast calls for partly cloudy skies tonight, fair and milder tomorrow.
Well, there you go. CFCF AM with Jimmy Tapp on February 27th, 1974. And I really enjoyed this radio station. Yes, I think they probably used that traffic copter a bit too much. Nevertheless, it is a different kind of radio, a radio that you just don't hear anymore. And by the way, if you lived in the United States in 1974, you could listen to CFCF on your shortwave radio on the frequency of 6.005 in the 49-meter band. Now, if you have any comments concerning this part of the program, why don't you let me know about it by email or voicemail. For All Things Radio Live, I'm Jeff Bennett.
Good thing the internet come along.
Really? I played this because there was a story about this. 1976, and quickly, the Olympics were going on in Montreal, and I was listening to CFCF on the shortwave or the Heathkit radio that my roommate had, and they wanted to get a call from anyone as far away as possible to win this record album of the music from that Olympics. I called up, and I talked to Jimmy Tapp briefly, and I ended up talking to the chief engineer, who later I kept in touch with over the years. His name was Michel Mathieu, and he was impressed that we were able to listen to it in Syracuse, New York. And over the years, we kept in touch, and he is a ham radio operator, and I've talked to him over the years in ham radio. So that's the only story I can say about that station.
Okay. Yeah, you could see the Canadian content had come in by that time because, you know, you heard a few songs that, you know, we heard some songs that at the end of the hour, they just decided to stick it at the end of the hour and, you know, get it done. They had to play X amount, and they certainly did. But, yeah, there was very intense traffic in Montreal that Wednesday, I'm telling you.
Well, I think they were trying to compete with the... Go ahead, Bill. Go ahead, Rennie.
It's a very interesting station. I don't know that I would care for it. It wasn't top 40, and it wasn't middle of the road. It kind of straddled both. But
adult contemporary. It was sort of like the BZ. I think they were trying to do what the BZs of the world were doing.
Way too much traffic. They were a full service station. They were the guy that did that traffic report. His name was Keith Randall. He was a top 40 radio announcer when CFCF was top 40 during their 1960s.
But I never heard one station in this country do traffic that much.
No, I've never heard it that much. Even WINS, which we joke about with my buddy Mario, traffic on the ones, CBS AM, traffic on the eights, BZ, traffic on the threes. I mean, you're right about that. Well, I know people want to get to that NFL football draft.
NFL draft, yes.
Up at 8 o'clock, so I'll turn it over to Bill to wrap this thing up, and God, it was a good show tonight, really good. I enjoyed all the stuff we've done. Thanks to the panel, and I'll give it over to you.
Yeah, it was nice to have Jenny and Doug with us. That was great.
We're just getting too old, Jeff, but we keep right on rolling, don't we?
We certainly do. And Jenny, thank you very much for coming in. We really appreciate it.
Oh, it was fun. I might have to come in more often.
I'll pay your residual checks next week. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, you'll get to lift your chair or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway, thanks to the panel. Thanks, everyone. We really, really appreciate it. And I'll see.
What are we doing tomorrow night?
For our show at 4 o'clock, we're doing 1957. I sent Bill the email. He should have it.
And I'll be putting that music together.
Have a nice show and a little of everything. Country crossovers. We got some pop. We got some rock. I think people are going to enjoy it.
And then we've got in the morning, Good Morning Legends. So that's at 10:30, a half hour before Tim. So I need a life.
Tim's going to do 71 tomorrow night. And Tim, tonight, will do 65.
Yes, he will on this date, April 25th. So here we go. And Jeff and Tim, 10 minutes away.
This week, in my featured station segment, we're traveling to Hempstead, New York, out on Long Island, and we're going to listen to radio station WKJY-FM. The radio announcer you're going to hear is Jamie in the Morning. And in the March Nielsen Personal People Meter ratings, this radio station ranked at number 2. So without further ado, why don't sit back and enjoy radio station WKJY-FM from Hempstead, New York, on this week's edition of All Things Radio Live.
Long Island's KJOY 98.3. Jamie and you with the KJOY quiz. Here's your question one more time. About 30% of people say they drink this with breakfast, and it ain't coffee. What am I talking about? 955-WKJY. Hi, KJOY. What's the answer?
Is it orange juice?
It's not orange juice. Nope, sorry. Hi, KJOY. What's the answer?
Wine?
It is not wine. No. Hi, KJOY. What's the answer?
Hi, is it Coke? A can of Coke?
I'll take it. It's soda. Yeah.
Yay. Oh, my God. I love Maroon 5, and July 3rd is my birthday.
Look at that. We have the presents for you. What's your name?
It's Marlene. I'm so excited.
Marlene, congratulations and happy early birthday. We have 2 tickets just for you to see Maroon 5 at Jones Beach July 3rd, courtesy of KJOY.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
KJOY Long Island traffic. KJOY's back.
You found Long Island's place to relax with 2 hours of commercial-free music weekdays at 9 a.m. Welcome to KJOY.
KJOY 98.3, Long Island.
Later this morning at 9,
put KJOY 98.3 on at work and start your day with 2 hours of commercial-free music. It's Jamie and You on KJOY 98.3, brought to you by New York Cancer and Blood Specialists.
Well, good morning. Let's get a Thursday started, shall we? I'm talking to a few of you on Instagram at Radio Jamie, DMing back and forth. I just posted, are your allergies like insane the last couple of days? I don't know. I think it's tree pollen, they keep saying, was the biggie this week. And now with the rain, my eyes are like, woo. there's a lot of puff action going on in the under eye area here. So if you're struggling, I'm with you. I got you. It is Long Island's place to relax. KJOY 98.3. Our wedding in a week voting continues. 7 couples looking to win a free wedding from KJOY, but it's up to you to vote for who you think should win. So we've been taking some time this week to get one last conversation in with all of the people who are in the running for this amazing wedding. So coming up next, we talk to another couple who's hoping to get your vote on Jamie and You.
KJOY 98.3. Long Island's place to relax. Because you're hot. Two hours commercial free to start your workday at 9 a.m. More KJOY 98.3 next.
Jamie Morris, KJOY 98.3. I can't care about anything but you.
This is Long Island's KJOY 98.3.
Play KJOY 98.3. And can you grab me a glass of wine?
I have this thing where I get older, but just never wiser.
Taylor Swift, The Tortured Poets Department album, comes out at midnight. Long Island's KJOY 98.3. Wedding in a week. Voting continues through this weekend. Your last chance to cast your vote for which one of our 7 fabulous couples who are in the running to win a free wedding from KJOY at the Bayview on the Water in Freeport. Henry and Elisa are hoping to get your vote. Good morning, Henry.
Hello, Jamie. How you doing?
So, Henry, on KJOY.com in your story, you say that you and Elisa met because you were living in the same building. So you kind of saw her around.
We were neighbors. After COVID hit, we started talking and everything. And I just fell for her. This is a great person.
Henry, you went for the girl next door.
Yeah, I did.
How old is Elisa's daughter?
Right now, she is 9 years old.
So you guys have your hands full because now your baby boy just turned 1 not too long ago, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And you and her daughter, Brianna, you guys have a great relationship.
Yeah, we definitely do. Actually, at that time, I had a Westie, and she had just gave birth to puppies. That's when I told her, like, you can come over, you can come and play with the puppies.
Puppies are definitely the way to a girl's heart.
She's the one that actually hooked us up. She was like, oh, here's my mommy's phone number.
Oh, so Brianna was a little matchmaker.
Yeah, she was the matchmaker.
That's how you get him, Henry. Bring me a puppy, show my daughter a puppy. We'll love you forever.
Yeah, that's when we started talking. And I was like, you know what? You want to go out to the park? You want to go out here? You want to go there? Let's do the family thing.
So, I mean, you technically weren't even dating yet, and you were kind of taking them both out on dates.
Yeah, exactly. I had everything set up to get married in March of 2023, and then on February, 2 weeks after my son was born, that's when my boss fired me. It's rough. And Elisa had to actually, right after the baby was born, 3 months, 4 months after the baby was born, she had to go back to work. I was working like maybe 2-3 days a week. But that wasn't enough.
You've been in a tight spot, and I think a lot of people are feeling the crunch right now, too. But I'm glad to hear that you're working again, and you're working at getting back on your feet. What was her reaction when you... Did she know that you entered this contest?
I kind of mentioned it to her, But she didn't think I was being serious.
But now look where we are, Henry.
Yeah.
So is she ready? Are you guys going to be ready?
Yeah, I think we're going to be ready.
I think so. You sound ready.
Contest will actually help us out, have a nice wedding.
We would certainly like to help you with that. I know you've got your family and friends voting for you online.
No, I just appreciate what everybody's doing for us.
If you would like to vote for Henry and Elisa to win KJOY 98.3's wedding in a week, you can go do that now at KJOY.com. Thanks, Henry. Good luck.
Thank you.
Relax this morning with Jamie and you on KJOY 98.3. Now, John Lynch with what you need to know. Cancer and blood specialist forecast from the Weather Channel.
Cloudy with showers off and on today. High 48. Mostly cloudy overnight. Low 44. Tomorrow for your Friday, a mix of sun and clouds. High 55. It's 47 now on Jamie and You. Coming up next, your chance to win a family four-pack of Long Island Ducks tickets.
Long Island's KJOY
98.3. She's just a girl, but she's on fire.
Long Island's place to relax. KJOY 98.3.
Long Island's KJOY 98.3 kicking off our 80s weekend tomorrow at 5 p.m. right here on KJOY 98.3. Jamie and you, well, also tomorrow, you know what day it is. It's going to be Taylor Swift Day. Her Tortured Poet Department album is being released at midnight. So do you have like a big Swiftie in your house who's planning on staying up late to listen to the whole thing as soon as it comes out? In solidarity, man. Let's see what happens there. Also, she's teasing that a new music video will also be released tomorrow at 8 p.m. So we'll have all day to listen to the album. And then at 8 o'clock, we'll see a brand new music video tomorrow night from Taylor. So looking forward to hearing any of your thoughts on that as we start our Friday tomorrow on Jamie and You. For now, I do have some more to celebrate. Baseball season. I know today is not, you know, the greatest weather, but spring has officially sprung. We are full on baseball season. No better way to spend the day with the family than at a Long Island Ducks game. So I have a family four pack up for grabs right now at 955 WKJY to see the Long Island Ducks take on the Staten Island Ferry Hawks Thursday, May 2nd. Looking for caller 8, 631-955-9559. Caller 8 wins that family four-pack of Long Island Ducks tickets from KJOY 98.3. We kick off 2 hours of commercial-free music next.
Well, there you go. KJOY 98.3, WKJY-FM from Hempstead, New York, and their radio announcer, Jamie Morris, Jamie in the Morning. Now, if you have any comments concerning this part of the program, or if there's a featured station you'd like me to present, want to let me know about it by email or voicemail. The email address here is Jeff. That's J-E-F-F Jeff at allthingsradio.net. Or you can call that feedback line at 800-693-0595. That's 800-693-0595. Hitting option 2 for the podcast team. For All Things Radio Live, I'm Jeff Bennett.
This concludes another All Things Radio Live. Join us every Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the latest radio news, interviews, caller questions and comments, station scopes, and more. Visit the show's official website at www.allthingsradio.net and visit the Legend website at legendoldies.com. Join us again next week for another All Things Radio Live on the Worldwide Legend.